This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 11/5/2018, or as some would say, D-Day for the midterm elections, or as others would say, thank goodness we are one day closer to the midterm elections being over because I'm tired of hearing about them, or some would say both those things. So I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You are in the right place. It's all about the truth. We have a fantastic broadcast. We're going to do a little news in the first segment, and I'm going to read an email that we got. This stuff happens way more often than I ever mentioned, but I thought I'd bring it to your attention just to let you know kind of where we're at with everything in this world right now. The interview end of last week with Cody Snodgrass was, I think, incredible. Your reactions have been incredible. And I'm going to read the email that we got for that. Coming at the first break here in about 20 minutes, not even 20 minutes. Yeah, about a little less than 20 minutes. Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell's show is his website.com. JordanMaxwellShow.com. He needs little introduction to most of our audience. If you have not heard of him or don't know very much about him, ask yourself this. Do you know that the Federal Reserve is private? Do you know that the secret society is going on? Certainly about the Federal Reserve. Certainly about the birth certificate. Certainly about corporate America. He is one of the first and leading whistleblowers on this and researchers on that, on occult things, and occult meaning hidden, not necessarily devilish, but you know, certainly some of them are, but occult things, secret societies, what have you. We're going to have a very interesting conversation with him. One of the first things I'm going to clarify with him is about, some people think he's an atheist. Some people think he hates God. Some people think he hates the Bible. We're going to ask him, you know, what do you believe? So this may be one of the first times he's ever done an interview where he's directly talked about his own personal beliefs. And I think that's important. So we'll get to that as soon as this interview. Obviously, the biggest one of, if not the biggest news stories has to do with the elections coming up. Out of Texas, out of New American, Texas citizens request vote fraud investigation. Now, there's been quite a bit going on with Texas. We had somebody called us, told us point blank, hey, I went to vote, so. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. When if you go to vote, especially electronic voting machine, make sure you, before you press that last button, you go back over your selections and make sure the people that you want to pick are actually picked. Because we've heard reports, firsthand experiences, that that's not always the case. They'll pick it, and then they go to pick the last thing, you know, cast your vote, final cast your vote. It's not there or hasn't been picked. As a New American, three affidavits have been filed with the Texas Attorney General alleging ballot counting discrepancies in a Dallas Democratic primary election earlier this year. A group of voters in Dallas and Denton counties contacted True Texas Elections to assist with the analysis of multiple election records. Dr. Laura Presley, founder of this, announced today that a number of contradictory results were uncovered and appears that legally cast ballots were not counted, among other discrepancies. Of course, you know Laura Presley, one of our absolute favorites. Her groundbreaking stories boom forward. She is, not single-handedly, but, you know, she has been the point of the spear. She has punched the hole in that for Texas. And so our hats off to her. We'll have to have her on right after these elections to talk about this. So, Laura, if you're listening, I know you listen sometimes, good to talk to you. Let's have you on here soon. Fox News will no longer run the Trump caravan ad. I would normally just bypass this, but there's something interesting else to bring up with this. The Fox News channel has pulled a Trump-approved campaign advertisement about the migrant caravan marching towards the U.S. border after CNN and other media figures labeled it racist. So now Fox News says, well, I'm not going to show an ad for the Trump campaign about the border. They refused to air. CNN refused to air it. I don't know about the others. NBC also. Now Fox will air it? Hey, I mean, it's a big story about censorship, but there's so much, it's almost expected or becoming expected. Put with this Tucker Carlson. And that, now, a lot of things Tucker has done has been incredible. Tucker on the show here lately has been saying, well, it looks like the Republicans are going to lose the House. He keeps saying that, and they're going to keep the Senate. What makes him so sure of that, and what makes him believe that? The voter fraud. I mean, there's so much. This is, why would he say that? It's just odd to me. It was just odd to me. I don't know how you feel, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, you know, we think these institutions, these corporate media, we try to rely on them. As Cody said, places like CNN. I mean, we've had guests come on flat out and say CNN was basically the CIA's media platform. Or CNN was the CIA's media platform. And then the corporate media, these fascist interests and how much influence they have. And you notice how all independent media is being choked at the same time. Okay, now I'll read the email that I got over the weekend. This is from Marty. I'm not going to give their last name. This is from Marty, from Rudy and Marty, actually, out of Michigan. Thank you so much for the email. We were listening to your program yesterday. That was the end of last week, Cody's interview. And every time your guest started to discuss Hillary Clinton and her involvement in pedophilia, an advertisement would break in. Just wanted to make you aware of this. Now, this happens way more than we ever let on here. And I get emails like this. You know, I could read you 10 more just like it and over the past few months, what have you. So put this together with Fox News won't run this ad where I'm sure Trump's saying we can't let these people in the country. We have to have a law. We have to have rule of law on the border. We have to protect the border. You have YouTube, Google, really Google, it's Google. Google owns YouTube. Google censoring people left and right, killing our YouTube channel. By the way, see, I mean, it's almost, why am I getting a YouTube channel? You know, it's so, why am I even worried about it? They've created such a platform that it's almost essential that you're on the platform, but then they won't let you on the platform anymore unless you, they become a, not a news outlet anymore. And so it's antitrust law, should be, but anyway, this is our story. Cody's interview, if you haven't heard it, our site yesterday was totally knocked down. And we had to when you do that, we have to go back to a certain time where we have it saved. We lose everything we put on there. I don't even think Cody's interview is up as of, I checked a little while before the show started. So Cody's interview isn't even up right now. So Catherine will get it up and we'll put it on the YouTube channel. You know, there's a link there. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm bashing YouTube, I'm saying that at the same time. Why? Because there's so many millions upon millions of people that use it that see this and that you can share it so easily. That's the platform to be able to go into, just like they did us. They went into our republic, the syndicate, and then began to hack it and take over like a parasite. Well, why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we go into their system and inject truth into this? Why can't we? Well, anyway, so check that out. But the site went down yesterday. It was down for till this morning. I can't remember what time, but we get attacked like this all the time. We don't get, you know, I say, I make almost light of it. It's almost a joke, right? We don't get a check from George Soros. We don't. We don't have the CIA running black ops selling crack cocaine in greater Los Angeles area to pay for shortwave radio. This is your broadcast. This is your show. Why am I saying that? Because of what it means for you, who you are. They're not censoring me. They're censoring you. And your freedom of expression, your freedom of choice, especially politically, especially these guests to speak, very important guests. Cody can't even, every time he's tried to sell his PDF of his book, the site gets major crash. The PayPal gets broken into. He's just one guest. We've had several guests like that, but Cody's story, Cody's powerful. Cody's powerful because he was one of them. He was one of them, and he had the goods on him, and you know, wasn't totally involved in the darkest part of it, but could see the hole from where he was, let's put it that way, and was involved in what's going on, you know, the transfer of guns through MENA, Arkansas, you know, that the movie Made in America. We'll talk about that. The drugs. He knew all about the drugs. If he wasn't directly involved, he very much knew, was acquainted. Think about the world we live in, and think about the censorship. It's bizarre world. I just want to make you aware, and I'm asking you for your prayers for this broadcast, for the Power Hour. You know, we don't have the resources to keep fighting and have the security, and every time the website goes down and put it up. I mean, it's, every time that happens, it costs. You know, every time things like this, this is your broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here in the seat. It was an honor that Joyce chose me. It's kind of freaky and weird, and why am I even here? How did I get here? I ask myself sometimes, but I'm here. I'm so glad I am. My interaction with you, even though I don't get to do it personally as much as I'd like, is extremely meaningful for myself, for my family. And the point that we are in the world, it's very serious. And I'm not saying this to scare you or paranoia you or whatever. Your prayers, the power is within you. God gave you the power. We believe in the divinity that's placed in all of us. Our Creator has given us unalienable rights. And this power is what the syndicate is scared of. What did the government say was the biggest enemy coming up? Well, the sovereign citizen. You know, there's a link. You can look at that where I talk about the 14th Amendment and our sovereignty and who we are. Why are you the enemy? Because you have all the power. That's what all this is a fight over. In the whole universal scheme of all of it, that is what the fight's over, ladies and gentlemen. So real world news, real world action on the street, you're seeing the whole thing, the fight right here to you. God bless you. God be with you. We're going to go to the break momentarily. On the other side, we have Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, are you an atheist? Or do you believe in God or what? Do you go to, I'm sure you don't go to the Catholic Church anymore. We'll ask him. When we come back, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's a really special day today for a lot of reasons, and my next guest is, I've grown to call him a friend, and you know, when you have a friend like this, that it's a little odd. Odd in a good way, though. It's Jordan Maxwell is known throughout the world as one of the preeminent researchers, especially cultic religious world. He has been interviewed countless times. He's had documentaries on CBS and other ancient mystery type things he's been involved in. He needs little introduction to our audience. If you're just now hearing the name, JordanMaxwellShow.com is his website. You can see his research. You can have access, a one-time fee, unbelievable deal. We'll talk about that later, into his a vault of research. It is an absolute pleasure to talk to him. Jordan, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here with you. We'll see where we go.
Yes, we shall see. And with Jordan and I, it could go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You never know where it's going to go. One of the things I thought was important was I get emails, and I've heard people talk to me, and I'll bring up something you said or whatever, and they'll say, oh, Jordan Maxwell, isn't he an atheist, or doesn't he doesn't believe in God, does he, or something like that. And I know you better than that, and I talk to you quite a bit. You talk about the scriptures, what have you. I thought it was important from the beginning. Let's answer that question once and for all. What are your personal religious beliefs? I'll just throw it out there.
I appreciate that because I think it's a good idea to talk about that. I have been called quite a few things, but I am not an atheist because an atheist or someone who doesn't care about the idea of God does not spend his whole life researching the subject. I appreciate and understand people's feelings when I talk about religion and theology, that it may sound like I don't have any respect for religions at all, but I actually do appreciate the goodness and the decency of people who care about their spiritual needs, caring about their spiritual life. I think that is a very important thing to do, to be concerned about your spiritual life. What I have been trying to say for many years is that we have not, as people, been told the whole truth about the religious world, where our ideas have come from, where the concepts have come from. And there's so much about religion that people don't know. And as far as I'm concerned, if you don't know the real history of religion, then you're probably wasting your time talking to the wrong people. You need to understand that what religion is a very, very deep subject, and it needs to go back. You need to go back into the ancient world and see where these ideas have come from. And if there is a presence in the universe that men have called God, then you need to understand what that presence is and how to approach it, and how to deal with God. You know, God is just an idea in the minds of humans. But I do believe in the presence of a divine presence in the universe that I call God. But what any good teacher will tell you is that you need to define your terms when you're talking about a subject that most people have different opinions on. And so I have a different view on religion than most people, because I've studied it for some 60 years. I've looked at it and heard all the experts over the years. I've heard all the experts talking about the where our religious beliefs have come from and where we are now in the stream of time. And now that our country is in so much trouble and the world is in so much trouble, we are praying to God every day. Christians and good people are praying to God for security and protection and for the protection of their country, etc. And the more we pray, the worse things get. We've been praying for thousands of years, and the worse the situation has grown so critical. So I have to believe that there must be something we're doing wrong. We're praying to the wrong God, or we're doing something wrong. And why is it that we read in the Bible about these incredible actions that God has taken in the past? When we read in the Bible about great, stupendous things that God did in relation to the earth and for the people on the earth, but today there doesn't seem to be anything happening.
Hold that thought there, Jordan. There's the music, and your research into Bible and biblical connections is unbelievable, and we'll get your thoughts on scripture on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump hit the road earlier today and said voter enthusiasm is high among Republicans.
There's a great electricity in the air.
like we haven't seen, in my opinion, since the 16 election. So something's happening. We'll see. But I think we're going to do very well.
The Department of Homeland Security is continuing to deal with urgent threats on Election Day. Chris Krebs is the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. He joined CBS this morning and talked about the differences between 2016 and now.
So unlike 2016, where we had intelligence that the Kremlin and Russia was attempting to interfere with our election, we don't have that same level of understanding.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're here at the Power Hour with George Maxwell from Gladstone. We're talking a little bit about his own personal religious beliefs, and he's been called many things, an atheist to whatever, antichrist, I'm sure, who knows. But I've become friendly with him. I know that's not true, and I thought it was important to clarify his beliefs. Jordan, one of the things that fascinated about you, even before I really knew you personally, was your ability to dissect scripture and your study of it and your respect for it. Why don't you speak to that a little bit? Because some people think you don't even believe in the Bible.
Well, my problem is not with God, not with spirituality. I believe in a great spirit in the universe. I have that belief. That's part of what has been a very big part of my life. If I didn't care about God, excuse me, or scripture, why would I spend 50 years, 60 years, re-examining it and studying it back and forth, talking to all the best minds on the earth that I could find and doing the research. I did the research 60 years ago before the advent of computers. And I was going to all the university libraries. I was going to all the seminary libraries. And so I was spending a lot of time and money and my life studying theology, studying the study of God. So you need to understand, I would not have done that if I didn't care about religion, if I didn't care about God. I am very highly aware. I'm highly aware of the fact that there is a spirit in every human life, and we are being guided by a spirit. There's something far, far greater out there in the universe than what we know. And there's no doubt in my mind that it has to do with our ideas about God. So I wanted to study the subject and understand it better, what the words mean, where our ideas have come from. I would like to know the truth. And today, if you go to a Christian church and no one knows you, they'll ask you if you're a believer. You say yes, that means you are a Christian, you're a believer. I don't want to believe anything. I feel like I want to know the facts. I don't want to believe something, because when you believe something, it might be wrong, and you may wake up after you pass away. You may find out that what you believe in this side was not true at all. And then when you wake up on the other side, if that's what happens, when you die, you come face to face with the reality that there is a divine one in the heavens. There is a God. If that's true, then you're going to have to explain why it is that you bought into certain ideas and didn't check. You didn't check what it was you believe. You didn't research it. You don't know for sure. You are a believer. I don't want to be a believer. I want to know for a fact.
Would it be fair to say that you feel certain from your, 60 years of intense, you're one of the leading, if not the, you are the leading researcher, at least publicly that we know about, of this kind of stuff. From your research, do you feel satisfied? Do you feel like you know that there is this divine force throughout the universe of what many would call God that is guiding it, that's shaping it, and that is interested in our lives? Would that be fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. I am totally convinced that there is a presence in the universe that men, wise men, have always sought something called the presence of God. I don't know what it is, but I do know that it does exist because I see evidence of it every day in my life. It's because of the things that I have experienced tells me that there's a higher intelligence in the universe. I've had too many personal experiences that prove it to me. So when people ask me if I believe in God, I say, no, I don't believe in God. I know there's a God. I don't have to believe. I'm sure there's one, and I'll tell you why. And then I tell them some experiences that only the belief in a God would explain it. There are too many things on this earth that are unexplainable unless there is a higher intelligence. And we are part of something far, far bigger than we have even considered. I remember as a child, I used to... My dad built me a ant colony with two panes of glass and little panes of glass on each end, and then you fill it with dirt, and then you put the ants in there, and you can watch them as they dig into the earth and lay eggs and how they live and how they store their food, etc. So I used to sit for hours and watch the ants work. And it was fascinating to me realizing that the ants do not know that I'm seeing them. I can see them, what they're doing, as they dig down into the earth, they think they're being clever, digging down into the earth to hide themselves and protect themselves, when in point of fact, I'm sitting here watching them. And so that's what I believe that God is doing. I think there is a divine intelligence which is watching us, and it has the ability to guide our lives. But I have discovered that how the Spirit divinely guides our lives is through technicalities, technical ways and technology that we don't even begin to understand. Some of us do. The people who are running this planet, they know there's a God. They know there's a higher power, and they bow to it. So I have the highest respect.
Let's go into about religion a little deeper, because to me, you know, I haven't been doing near the research that you have in your life, but there is certainly a clear difference between spirituality and religion. They're not always the same. I've been an observer of religions over the last, you know, 30 years or so, and you've gone much further. What is your feeling about religion in terms of this? I've seen, you know, like in the mid-80s, I saw churches, religions, openly protest pretty fairly aggressively about abortions. Now they don't do anything. In fact, they fund abortions. I have studied about the American Revolution and seen churches actually foment revolution, foment this push for man's search for freedom. Now it seems to me that churches are almost co-opting that energy and bringing it to naught, controlling it instead of liberating people. They're actually controlling people. You're the expert on the research. What's your feeling about religion? What role is religion playing today?
I think religion is a part of the governmental system that has been developed over the thousands of years. If you go back into the ancient world, I do mean ancient, and we're talking about 5,000 to 7,000 years ago, the kings, those people who ran the world at that time, were known to be not only the head of state, but they were the connection to God. The pharaohs were viewed as the divine ones who are connected to God. The Holy Father today in Rome, he is connected to God. He is called the Holy Father. He's the main Godfather, if you know what I mean. And so I understand where religions have come from. I know that nobody develops their ideas in a vacuum. Everybody is borrowing from somebody else ideas and concepts this is what science is all about. One scientist finds something important and other scientists look at what he found and then they go into that subject deeper and they find more things, and 100 years later more scientists are being born and they're coming in looking what those people have found. And this is the way we progress. We're building on top of each other's shoulders. We're building on the research of other people. This is why I'm referred to as a researcher. The word is re, R-E, means do again. I'm not a searcher, I'm a researcher. Meaning I'm looking at all the ancient peoples of the world, what they believe, what the Hindus believe, what the Arabic world believes, where the Bible comes from, all these different belief systems, what do they all amount to, and where are the ideas coming from? You need to realize that you are born into a world that you had no idea about when you were born, a baby. You have no idea in the world. You happen by chance to have been born in a place where you were. And therefore, the culture of the people and the area in which you were born dictate what you're going to know and understand and believe.
I'm saying back off of that.
Say it again.
There's the music. On the other side, we'll continue this discussion with Jordan. We're going to get into some of his research also. Stay tuned. JordanMaxwellShow.com is his website.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
When you go back and, you read for thousands and thousands of years, 250 years doesn't seem that long ago. It wasn't that long ago that America was different. And the contrast between the colonies and America today is really stunning. I talked to Jordan, at length about this different times, but I wanted to ask you, Jordan, the churches today, to me, the major churches seem like a control mechanism more than a liberating force. the churches in 1770s were just the opposite. They were, many of them anyway, were liberating forces against the Anglican Church, against the Catholic Church. They promoted revolution. They promoted picking up a gun. I mean, can you imagine this? They promoted picking up a gun and shooting the government. I mean, think about that. And we've seen such a difference. The Declaration of Independence, of course, the probably the greatest moment in recorded history, you know, outside of the Messiah and all those type of things. But contrast a little bit about early America to today, and what we're, why are we different?
Well, we've been brought up, you know, like I said before, when you're born, you come into this world unlike animals. When animals are born, they instinctively seem to know where they are, what they have to do, and they follow an instinctive atmosphere. They just basically know what they need to do. But babies, when a human is born, it depends completely on the parent, on the mother, to take care of it. It doesn't know that it's alive. It doesn't know what he's doing. All of a sudden, he is experiencing life. And as you grow up, you begin to accept everything around you. You just accept the way things are, and you accept the life that you live, and who your parents are, and who's in charge of your life. And you grow up accepting certain, you know, concepts and ideas, but never realizing that those ideas you're accepting, that your parents have accepted and are putting you under control with those same ideas and concepts, those things were dreamt up by other people before your mother was born, before your grandmother was born. Other people were in power, political power, and had money, and they decided what they wanted you to be like. And so you have grown up in a world that was made for you, designed for you. So when you're born into a system, and you operate within that system, or you don't operate at all, and they can discipline you. And so we accept the idea as children that there are laws and regulations, and people are, certain people are in power. Then the police have power over you, and the government is the government. And so we accept these things, never realizing, because you accept it every day, it becomes very, very normal. But the things that you're accepting are not normal. They have been brought to you and given to you by people who have died long ago. They set out the foundations for the government you live under, for the so-called laws that you live by. Somebody else wrote them. They were written by humans and put together by humans. Well, if that's the case, then we are following other people's ideas. And so the problem being is that we don't know where these ideas have come from. They were here and established a long time ago because of wars, because of violence, because of revolutions. And so we grow up accepting certain important factors of life, never realizing that that's not the way it was 1,000 years ago. That's not what people were like hundreds of years ago. It's what happened that you, before your mother was born, before your grandmother was born, there were revolutions and violent criminal revolutions. There were violence done to people, and therefore things were changed. There were great wars, and those wars caused different new laws and regulations to come into effect. All of this is not from God. It's from the machinations of men. Men have guided your world, so you need to do some homework and find out where the laws that you live by and the creeds that you believe, where did they come from? What is the basis for them? Show me the basis. Show me how what I believe is true, and prove it to me. Well, when you find out that other people don't know anything about the laws, they've just accepted them too, So when you ask them to explain to you why it is we have accepted certain ideas and certain ways of life, they don't know. They can't tell you. And so I realized that as a child, I would ask adults questions that they couldn't answer, that they would not give me a straight answer on. And the other problem is that when I ask questions of different adults, everybody had a different opinion. And if you go to, and I started going to different churches with my friends when I was a kid. I wanted to know, and I figured that there is some kind of a knowledge in the world that I need to know. And so I figured I'll go to one church and look for knowledge. And so I would go to one Protestant church. I was born a Catholic. I realized that the Catholic Church cannot tell me anything. Because the priests, no matter where you go in the world, all Catholic priests have a different idea. They have a different understanding. They're supposedly speaking together as one people, but they're not one. Every church is different. Every church has a different idea about things. And when you get into Protestantism, all the Protestant churches have a different idea, a different concept of where things have come from. So I started doing my own research. I figured the only way I'm going to find out is if I do the research myself. I'm not going to seminary to be a particular minister. I'm going to a library to find out about religion. Where did they come from? Who came up with the ideas that I am supposed to live by? And when you do that, you begin to find out things that you were never told before about your church and about your religious beliefs. Ultimately, it has to do with the fact that you've never been told the truth about the idea of God. And I do appreciate people who do care about God. My mother was very devout in her worship and in her feeling about her spiritual connection to God. And I have had the greatest honor for that. I love my mother and I love my family. And I have the highest of regard for people of faith. All I'm suggesting is that you might want to, before you leave this world, find out if what you think you believe is true. Because if there is an afterlife, I don't know, I haven't been there. You have to know that there's something on the other side you better prevent.
There's the music. On the other side, more Jordan Maxwell. JordanMaxwellShow.com website. We've got a great offer and great opportunity to just... decades and decades of research that you can access. And we'll get into the Bolsheviks, the origin, how they're operating now. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.